That's pretty rough.
That's right. So, ready?
Yep.
The fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo, but he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
the
place.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
Wake up late
now, everybody.
I said one, two, everybody wake up. Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you. I'll just welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring me, the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. And joining me today is Jay Guy.
What up, what up?
And Brett Morris.
What's going on?
And it's Tuesday, and it's the new year. Welcome. We've already been on the show during the new year, so.
Yeah, we were here the first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this the first one since the first?
No,
this is the one before, the one with the DJ.
Yeah.
And Danny.
We got drunk. We did a two-hour show, me and Danny the Jew.
You gotta watch that one. They got fucking loose at the end.
Oh, man.
Brian Offenther. Yeah, man. It got nuts. I was wasted. We drank, like my wife says, you guys drank a whole bottle, like two bottles of liquor. And I was drinking out of a bowl.
Yeah. Why don't we ever get invited to those kind of podcasts?
Yeah, well.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's great to be here. And it's been, listen, first of all, from the silliest, stupid, fucking aggravating things in the world, can I give you like one? Like, here's one thing that's just aggravating. All right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what aggravating means? Like, fuck. Like, it's you could be sitting there, you know, and your girl's all good and everything's happy. And all of a sudden, this thought comes in your head like, oh, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, aggravating thought. Like, it's something, for example, something simple that's probably easy to fix. But I have my K on my laptop, on my keyboard, sticks.
You hit that K button a lot? Like, repetitively?
No. No, I'm not emailing you, you fucking white supremacist. All right? You know what I mean? You grand wizard.
Yeah, you hit it too much, don't you? You wore it out.
No. Yeah, I keep sending all my buddies emails. I'll see you guys at the torch firing.
It's the one with all the paint coming off. It's been used so much.
You can't even see its K. It just looks like a big O. I can't stop, you know. He's just trying to separate us, Jay.
That's what he's trying to do.
He's trying to get more
time. I'm drawing battle lines, divide and conquer.
He's trying to get more state. He's trying to get more air time. He's like, I got to get rid of all these, especially you. Anyway, but it sticks. So every time you're typing, you know, God dang it, I got to go put the K back. You know what I mean? So then when you do start pressing, you start like, pressing it.
You started this a lot more aggravated, I think.
I'm just a little tense. Listen, I had a long day, man. I've had a lot of shit happen. I told you some of the shit that has happened in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, man, give a massage.
Oh, yeah, to Wednesday, tomorrow. I got an hour of Swedish massage. So looking forward to that. But I hate when they put too much oil on you. I always tell them, hey, do you mind not lathering me up like I'm going to be in a fucking rotisserie?
You got to go home. My wife's
I'm not going down a slip
thing.
And slide.
Yeah?
Take it easy.
Yeah, I don't want to slip and slide into the next city. So that's one thing that's aggravating, right?
The K.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to send
it's the little stuff.
That's
right?
Just the one thing, and it's part of my daily routine. You know, so I'm trying to avoid the K.
You know? Sometimes you can't.
Sometimes you can't. Sometimes
now
you don't.
Now do you like realize how many words have the letter K in it?
Not as many as you would think, thank God.
He's not writing so many mean tweets to the Kardashians anymore.
I have changed all my passwords.
That's good.
So none of them include K.
So you took some action. You
like
took
if,
some
if,
action
if you
to...
send me an email that says, hey, dude, I congratulations, you just got a weekend at the improv.
Thanks, man.
That yeah, you know, right? Deal. So, you know, so you send me and I can't go, okay.
I just give him the thumbs up.
Just like an aggravated woman, you can't just go K.
Yeah, I can't even do that. I can't be like a jealous comic. Like, okay, yeah. You know, fuck it. Good job, man. So that's an aggravating thing. And then when everything else is, you know, life is about continuity. Life is about fluidity. It's about, you know, going from one day to the next without, like, bouncing into something or falling down or something. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's a nice flu. So here we are. We have our show at Tavolino's, which have been running for years. We're going back to a monthly setup, and we started the Twisted Tuna shows on Tuesdays. Now, for no other reason, we're not going to be doing any shows going forward at Twisted Tuna until things are figured out somehow or the other. And I get it. You know, it's hard. Listen. We talked about this. It's hard to bring people to a show. But my problem as the booker now, I'm like, I got comics booked. Mm-hmm. You know, now I look like a fucking idiot. You know, you got to call somebody and say, hey, you remember we just had plans? You made those flight plans. You're asking me what airport to come into, and we had that conversation. Well, guess what? You know what I mean?
That's the worst. But also, as a comic, I understand that's not on you, man. You can't control the venue, especially running a show before. Like, I know how that is.
Right. Yeah, and and sometimes the frustrating thing about it, we're talking about fluidity and things like that, is that seems like just 30 days ago, you're happy as a lark, and everything's going great, and now you're telling me that I have to call four comics, and say, hey, you got to scratch this date off your calendar, which is, listen, a lot of the comics who do our run are doing it because they're, A, it's Florida, you know, at least, and B, you know, especially in the winter, and B, you know, hey, that we're friends, you know, we know each other, there's a relationship there. Now, here I am, you know, Mr. fucking Uncle Fester, you know, calling up and saying, hey, man, sorry, you know, and if it's within 30 days, you know, there's a certain agreement you have to follow, you know what I mean? And we're going to do all that. But, you know, the point is, you know, our boy Tom Rhodes is coming in November.
Love Tom
Rhodes. You're going to be featuring for him. Didn't I book you to feature for him?
Yeah, that's in April.
The day before my birthday, April Fool's Day.
Yeah.
At Tavolino's, Tom Rhodes is going to be there, and you're going to be the feature.
Nice.
Dope.
All right. And
a lot of good news for me today.
I know, man. Fuck. And I had a fucking horrible day. So you had to
rub some of this off on you.
God damn, man! You get excited? Yeah. You got the Grand Wizard over here, a little uptight, like a little interracial relationship going on. So listen, any comics who are thinking about it, you know, booking. Now here's the thing: it's so funny because I said, listen, if somebody asked me, hey, I got a venue, you want to book it? You know, I got this thing I heard. I'm gonna say, look. You could shove it up your ass, okay? And here's the important thing, and this is the end of this whole conversation there. But like you said, I don't, you know, I make like $100 or whatever. I don't, you know, I'm not one of these bookers who takes half the, you know what I mean?
All right.
I figure it's my night out. If I'm going to go do a show as a comic, it's going to at least give me $100. I'll go out if it's, you know, unless I'm traveling. Right. You know, but for $100, I'll go out that night and hang out and have fun, right? That's a simple number.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not getting greedy. So, you know what I'm saying? So you're not doing it for the money. And, you know, well, God, I've been blessed over the years. I have so many friends in the business now because I ran a room and relationships developed. So that's the priceless part.
Yeah, man. That's what it's about, I think, mostly. That's where you get your money on the back end.
What's up, Carlos? I got to get you a top fan badge.
Yeah, like, for real. Right? That guy is
He's always on here, man.
He needs a wake up late with Dougie shirt.
Yeah, I got to make one.
So, do you know how to say his last name yet?
Do I know? Ocrella?
Yeah.
Got it. Nailed it.
Ocrella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually read it. I've been so bored. I'm like, I'm not going to read his last name. I don't even want to disrespect you, Carlos, but I'm just saying, I got shit to do. Kimmy Cat, if you're still there. Here's the thing. So I'm thinking, don't ever bug me. I'm ready to walk away from all this booking, you know, horse shit, right? And then I'm balancing all that stuff. And so... then I say to myself, all right, so then I get an email late at just hours before the show of a venue in the Hallandale Beach area that wants to start doing a weekly show, God, you know. So, boom. One door shuts, another door opens.
That's awesome, man.
So,
amazing.
It was meant to be.
That's right. But my key, my K key, my K on my my laptop still sticks.
Yeah, that sucks when it's the laptop.
You think if I press it now because of all my good fortune because you're here? Let's see if it fucking just worked, dude.
Yeah, man.
Now I got booking gigs is my first note. by the way, rest in peace, Neil Peart, one of the greatest drummers, if not the greatest drummer to ever live. I think Buddy Rich is yelling at me from you. Fucker, I've been on Johnny Carson 30,000 times. See, that's a name you wouldn't remember. Like in the intro, by the way, Steve Marshall, for those of you first-time listeners on the podcast, you heard, you know, you just, you, in the beginning of the show, you got to hear Steve Marshall's basically thought of who I am. Like, who's Dougie Almeida? Well, he goes, you know, he is the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the whatever, of judo, and he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. You know what I mean?
Do you still eat pizza like that?
Like Dom DeLuise?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say like him, but...
yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen Dom DeLuise eat pizza.
I was going to say, what, is he famous for eating pizza? Was that a compliment or a diss?
They'd be like, God damn, Dom DeLuise.
That's Dom DeLuise.
Or is he saying you're hilarious when you eat pizza?
I'm just saying Dom DeLuise looked like he ate a lot of pizza.
Probably.
All right, so... but every time I think of Dom DeLuise, I picture Burt Reynolds slapping him. Some of the funniest things of the Burt Reynolds movies with Dom DeLuise in them, you know, like Cannonball Run, you know, he was in, like, he did, you know what I'm saying? Him. Yeah, they always have the outtakes after him slapping fucking poor Dom DeLuise in the face because he's not getting his lines.
Any movies, you know, after 1970?
Yeah. Cannonball Run was a series, dude. You never saw Cannonball Run?
No, I've never.
Sammy Davis Jr.'s in there.
All right, relatable.
Fucking Dean Martin. Who else is in that, like, a modern day? Jackie Chan? He was like a badass in that movie. God, who else is in there? Some other women who are hot. Like Farrah Fawcett was in that movie, I believe.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you know, that's a poster 90% of most guys listening had jerked off to at one point. You know, that was a day when you sat standing up in your room jerking off to a poster on your wall.
Was that what people were doing back
then? I was.
I got the Sears catalog.
That's when they pulled out
of course, the
Playboy
bra,
centerfolds in the magazine.
Posting it up to his wall. My brother was a sick fuck. I came home one day and went in the shower and saw those same Sears catalog images.
Stuck to the
With
the
water,
bathroom.
took water on the one, just pushed it up there, as
this,
you know.
Marquez, innovative.
Yeah.
Like, no glue here. Gotta get this off.
Exactly.
Well, there was plenty of glue after it was done.
Yeah, fortunately.
All the pages were stuck together.
And you're the next one to take a shower. It's like, what's that on my toes?
They didn't even bother to hide the evidence after it was done?
Listen. If we're on the road, okay? If we're ever on the road, nobody ever better. We have to share a bathroom. Like Priester and I are going to be sharing a hotel this weekend at the Ebony and Olive Comedy Show at Jackie Knight's Comedy Club, St. Augustine.
Nice.
Go out there to two nights, Friday and Saturday, 8:30 and 9 o'clock shows, or 8:30 Friday, 9. You know, figure it out. And it's like $15. So if you're in St. Augustine, and lucky you, that's a great place to be this time of year. Come out, okay? So as I say, you got to share a hotel room. Listen, you don't fucking, like, Priest and I had that conversation when we shared a condo. When we shared a condo
just
in Ohio.
Hold it together, man.
Yeah, because
one night.
Yeah, man. Well, we had like two or three nights. We co-headlined Funny Stop. So we had to share a condo with one bathroom, and it's a fucking small, it's not even a condo. There's no windows. Like Priester says, no, when you stay at
it's like an efficiency.
A condo, you picture looking out, seeing a golf course.
Is that Priester's voice?
I can't do Priester. You know what I mean? So it's a shithole, in other words. It's basically a housing area built into an industrial-type building.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And, I mean, you smell the gas burning for the heat at night, so you don't know if you're going to die. All of a sudden, I feel like a fucking Jew. I feel like I'm back in the fucking concert. Like,
no monoxide sensors.
It was
you
horrible.
Could be passed out in the morning.
That's what I'm saying. I got so panicked one night, my first night there. I'm like, I had to open a window. It was like 20 degrees out.
But there are no windows.
Yeah, well, there's one window, and it looks like it used to be the radiator cover of an old Peterbilt fucking semi. So the first day we're there, I say, hey, dude, I'm not saying anything. This should go unsaid. You know, but fucking loosen it up in the bathroom. You know, we're sharing a fucking shower. And, you know, of course, Priester is cool as shit. He goes, man, you know, he's, I'm not going to try to imitate him again.
I mean, go ahead.
You know, you're going to fucking get all...
One more shot.
So, no.
I mean,
no.
Your impression of him kind of sounds similar to your impression of me.
Maybe I should do you and then... I can't even hear his voice. Like, you know, it's like he's Bill Cosby.
Man, I ain't going to jerk off in the bathroom, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, but Chris is like, you know, you have to tell me this shit. At any rate. So, yeah, if you're sharing a bathroom, do that into a tissue or a fucking sock. Just don't do it in the shower. Okay. Oh, God.
Seemed like that'd be the best place for it. It's got a floor drain.
No, I listen.
You got fucking cum towels laying around?
No. Listen, my dedication to Greenpeace and green and, you know, and being...
Oh, look, you don't throw the towels on the floor.
No. Listen, I'm telling you. Listen. If I'm really going to make a dent in this carbon footprint, I really got to focus on the areas I can really do it. You know, I'm not going to drive an electric car, but for example, I can stop jerking off in the shower. You know what I mean? I probably saved Lake Okeechobee from running out of water.
Cost?
Yeah, just from my water conservation efforts.
Is that your carbon footprint?
Yes.
Man.
So, you know what I'm saying? So I do that. You know what I mean?
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. I should get the Nobel fucking economic, you know, Peace Prize for...
Jeez.
Not making the water extra salty.
All right. It's
got to flow into the ocean.
Go for another level, dude. All right. Try to reach. You already had the cum joke.
You did.
Oh, God. By the way, like I said, one of the greatest frontmen ever... in a rock and roll band, one of the greatest rock and roll bands in the top 6, 8 of rock and roll bands.
That's a high number.
Easily the top 10 in most people's book. Van Halen, you know, not the Van Hagar, which I also enjoyed because I'm a big Sammy Hagar fan as well. 1, 2, 3, lockbox. But David Lee Roth, you know. Fucking greatest singer, you know. Mm-hmm. By the way, in live, I've seen them both bands live, and nothing. There's not one Van Halen, Sammy Hagar, Van Hagar concert I ever saw that ever was better than a David Lee Roth Van Halen. Well, turns out that not only his hair, he seems to have lost, and his agility on the stage, but also his ability to fucking sing. You haven't seen no. You haven't seen the video.
I didn't see the video.
You haven't either. Really? What are you going to the fucking Klan rally? All right.
I'm too busy searching Proud Boy videos on YouTube.
Well, you're a rock and roll guy, right? All right. So you didn't see
it come across Facebook.
Everybody on Facebook, the poor guy, and he's standing there. Is like,
are they ripping him?
They're ripping him. I mean, he's. Could you imagine spending like $50 to see David Lee Roth? And he's like, yeah. You sing it.
Help me out.
I love when a singer goes, you sing it now, bitch. You sing it. I didn't come here to fucking hear me sing it.
Yeah, man. Isn't that the transition for like a musician? You kind of just like do your thing, and then you get to a point where you got all your hits, and then you just do your you know, top hit tour.
We're going to play the classics tonight.
And you make everybody else sing it, you know? Now, do you think that happens with comedy also? Like people just stop being funny after a while?
I thought you were going to say play the classics over and over again.
They're not doing classic comedy jokes, but like Dice Clay's
the only one that gets away with
the
that.
People are just like, he's lost it. You know, he's just not the same anymore. And then they rip you for being, I know Dave Chappelle got booed off stage in Miami.
How long ago was that?
I remember that. That was a few years, like three years ago.
Okay. It wasn't since his last special then.
No, before he even came back and did specials.
Okay.
You know, he was just doing pop-ups.
Yeah, I saw Bob Saget at the Lauderhill Arts Theater, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And just fucking old, hacky bullshit.
So you wouldn't go see him again?
No, negative.
But it's Bob Saget, dude. America's Funniest Home Video.
Yeah. He's dirty live, though.
He's
dirty live. I'm going
to
say
what I'm about to pull up the video.
Yeah, I'm going
to
give you guys a little audio.
Unimpressive.
See if I can impress you guys with a...
But does that mean that he can't sing anymore? Does that mean he just had a bad night?
Well, you'd be the judge. Look at those moves. He's waving a handkerchief. I don't know if he's a fucking singer or a magician.
The fucking jacket is fire, though.
Here we go. It's not even the words. Oh. Thank God the backup singers.
It's like my grandpa doing karaoke.
Oh. Poor Dave.
That's kind of painful. Yeah. It's kind of painful to watch this.
You can almost see it in his face. He's struggling.
No, you know how, like,
so Siri has a better singing, fucking voice.
He's singing, and it looks like his face is reacting to everybody else's face.
Yeah, he's,
you know what I mean? Like,
he's
reading
them
the
not
audience.
Enjoy it, and he's like, yeah, I'm not killing this, am I?
Well, he's, like, he's straining. He's like, you know, if you're a singer, he's really just, like, kind of, that's the thing, like, you know, like, Candlebox was a 90s band, you remember? And that guy would fucking scream like someone was ripping his balls off in his life. But yeah, and then I would think, listen, I can imagine that because I sing, you know, I don't have that range, you know, but I'd be like, well, I think I'm going to stay away from a few of these songs.
Right.
You know what I mean? But this guy comes out, you know, listen, God bless you. I would never go to go see David Lee Roth.
No.
Nah. Was this like a one-time thing? Or
no,
like,
he's got to stay. He's there.
Has he been doing this same lousy vocals over and over again at
so far,
shows?
So far, it seems.
And it wasn't just a night where he had a fucking cold or
something. No, it seems like he's got different costumes unless he likes to change the costumes. You know what I mean? I don't know if he's got a runway back there.
Give me one of those jackets.
So you're not going to see him.
I'm not going to see him.
Did that deter you? Were you
Did that
going
deter
to,
you?
You going to before?
I want to go see there and watch some guy, that, you know, barely.
Yeah, you don't want his last memory of that guy right before he dies to be
well,
that.
That's it right there. It's online. You got it.
Well, he didn't go like pay to see it and he had to sit there the whole time.
That's
and
true.
Ruin his whole image.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep up with the. Yeah, that's what happens when you get old, Carlos. You just lose your voice. Yeah, well, listen, that's why I'm, you know, trying to not smoke. Speaking of losing things, Prince Harry and his Yoko Ono wife have decided they're going to leave the royal family.
It's official?
Yeah, they had the conversation with the Queen. They go, look here, Granny, I don't want to be part of this fucking charade anymore.
What is she, like 120 or something?
96
She's never going to fucking 94. Die.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
I can't believe we actually have mosquitoes in this house.
Wow.
You know? Until when you got here, Brett. No,
what do you
mean,
got,
hey,
what
no,
you got
this
against
is,
96-year-olds?
Yeah,
you
what
seem
the fuck?
Pretty what, aggressive towards that.
Yeah, what
you
happened?
Upset.
If somebody, she was my grandmother and I was in line next, I'd be like, hey, hurry this up.
Yeah, that's why
you wouldn't leave is what you're saying. You stay.
No, like they left because like, hey, this bitch is drinking baby blood. She's never going to die.
Well, wouldn't that be funny if all of a sudden she croaks?
Right after
that's what killed her.
Yeah, Harry's gonna be like, I want to come back in now. I'm closer. I don't think you. There's Illuminati theorists would say that he's got a checkered past. There's a lot of people that think that the Harry has been bitten by the snake. In other words, Satan has basically encrypted. Basically, the bad guys have gotten him. He, you know, he's basically said yes to
the
Sith. He said yes to, you know, to the Sith. You know, come join the dark. And he said, okay, I'll fucking do it. You know what I mean? I guess something like that. And
he married a black chick. He's pretty much he's got bitten by something.
He's got, you know? Yeah, he's got jungle
he's
got fever. He's got bit by a fucking mosquito.
She's shaking up everything over there in the royal family.
Listen, that's what I'm hoping. I got these mosquitoes. I'm being cursed because I'm talking out about it. All of a sudden, I got mosquitoes in my house in January.
What are they gonna do for like money?
Well, they say they're gonna be independent. They're like, in other words, you know, can you imagine these guys? We're gonna have a bake sale.
So
they're just
going to
do
out.
Like the talk show circuit. They're moving to Canada.
Dude,
right?
They can write a book. They can
be on TV
I'm
shows.
I'm sure Netflix would give them $1 million to do something. If not
life,
more than that.
Life After the Castle.
What am I? Hold on a second.
Life After Castle, something like that, reality show.
Life After Castle. Yeah, that's like
you should, like they're going to do MTV Cribs, like the broken style. Just how a regular person lives now.
I used to have a 24-karat gold crib for my baby.
That's terrible.
I guess I'll settle for mahogany.
Yeah. Yeah, most people have a flip. We're going to flip your house. We're going to flip your castle. We're going to look for the biggest cow suits in the United States.
What do you think his job's going to be like? If he had to go get a real job, what do you think he'd be doing?
Think he'd be driving Uber? You think, Prince Harry?
I don't think. I can't see him driving.
That might trigger him.
People around.
Hey, he's definitely not going to be a limo driver because of his sister.
Hey, are you? Yeah.
That's good.
Mm. Oh, sorry, too soon?
No,
that's perfect.
It's a long time.
Speaking of too soon, I did a gig at the Claremont Performing Arts Center. And opening for Dean Napolitano, and Lindsay Glazer was the host.
Oh, very
fun. And fun show. And I do that joke about, you know, my wife finding out I can get $250,000, or she can get $250,000 if I die in an airplane. You know, my next gig's in the next nearest city. You know, she wants me to fly. You know,
Yeah.
And I just rant about flying different places. And I was this close to going, yeah, you're gonna fly from West Palm Beach. And then all the way to Tehran, Iran. Yeah, it's real safe. Don't worry. They got missiles guarding the airport.
We're going to put you
in.
You
think they would have got a...
I don't think people care about Iran here.
That's the thing. That's what I think would have been like a USA kind of moment.
Yeah,
and I almost said it, but I think the fact that I couldn't actually, in my mind, piece together Tehran International, in my mind, I was trying to, what's the name of the airport again? Like, you know, and I said, it's probably going to... Now it's definitely going to probably fuck up.
Yeah, so you put you on a Ukraine Airlines flight.
Yeah, well, let me tell the
joke. That's the one that got shot down.
No, but I'm saying, you're going to the airport. I'm talking about airport locations.
He joined it.
Yeah, he's still worried about the next Klan meeting.
Never mind.
Anyway, so Prince Harry, yeah. Who knows what they're going to do? That's the thing. I laugh when I hear people say, what are they going to do? I'm like, listen, are you kidding me? What are they going to do? You got any references? Yeah, the Queen of England, you fucking douche. You want to hire me now? I mean, listen. If Hunter Biden can get a job.
Oh.
Somebody's going to put him on an advisory board.
Yeah, the impeachment's supposed to start. All that stuff, Pete. The impeachment's supposed to start. Let's see what happens. I think it's already a done deal. We know the end of this story. We're going to go from there. Even the Chinese are in town ready to sign that one part of the trade deal, the new trade deal, by the way, which is and even bringing attention to privacy and all that kind of
property.
Shit. Intellectual properties and stuff like that, which is good. All right. So, listen, I think that kind of wraps up the first part of the show. I don't know. Anybody have any suggestions? Carlos?
Suggestions for what? Topics?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
What suggestion?
Did I tell you my K key sticks?
Okay.
All right.
Now you just have to do the okay sign if you want to do okay.
Don't do that. Oh, my God. Now we're going to get flagged.
Oh, I'm never going to host the Grammys.
That's right.
Fuck.
Oh, boy.
They're going to pull that up 10 years from now.
Sometimes, and might as well just roll this because somewhere in there. Hey, what's up? My dog, by the way, is shitting all over the house.
Mm.
So be careful.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thanks, Peter. Time for Straight for the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of it. And, you know, it's interesting. When I pull up stories for this show, I usually go to these weird, you know, kind of news and that to pull up the odd shit. But there's so much odd shit that I went straight to our regular news.
You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
Did I have to dig deep for this stuff? No. I just had to open my computer.
It's that clickbait, gets you, and you're like, is this real?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is real.
Like, you know what I mean? But nowadays, you can't trust anything. You know, like, listen, fake news is an expression, is true. It's like, there is fake news out there, because everybody's sitting there, telling me something, I need to know more. Help me. I feel so stupid without you. Do you actually read news, like real news articles? My wife is doing that, by the way. My wife
news?
Is all of a sudden now because...
Reading real news
articles? Yeah, from her phone, which is amazing. But she'll sit there and like, just pull up different story because she actually was impressed the fact that I know it because she'll be talking about some news. I'm like, yeah, and then I'll start. She's like, I read news every day and I also do it for the show and I'm trying to, you know, so all of a sudden, look who's copycatting. You know, hey, I don't do it because you do it. I do it because I do it.
I don't always read, but I watch like YouTube videos from all over, all the different networks and stuff.
I'm not a YouTube guy. I don't watch a lot of YouTube.
Well, I can listen to it while I'm working. I don't have to sit there and watch the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I got used to, putting my earbuds in my phone, And I could be somewhere else and I just turn on a news station.
Yeah.
And I could be listening to shit. People like, hey, Doug's an asshole. I walk right by him and he didn't say shit to me.
Yeah, I got my headphones in probably like 9-10 hours a day.
That's why you're deaf.
No, that's why I have to have them in.
Listen, if you ever
I was
meet
deaf
Brett,
before that.
If we ever do like an on location fucking broadcast or something, you come up to Brett and say, hey Brett, what's up, man? Just be sure you talk to his left side.
What?
That
nope.
Fucking right.
Got that one wrong.
And he's always on my right side. Like, he's always to my left.
On your right side.
I'm putting you on my left. I'm on your left so you can talk into my good ear.
Yeah.
That's why when we sat outside.
Yeah.
I sat on
your
left.
There was one time we were just in here and he was talking to you for like 2 minutes. He's like, this fucking guy knows
when
me?
I first got here, he was talking to me and his wife and I was just like, I'm going to walk away so he knows that I can't hear him.
Well, I thought the one of the funniest things, not I don't know about it, I give it that much credence. You know, it's almost like when you're hosting and you're, this guy is so fucking funny. This is the funniest. Don't do that shit.
No?
No.
It's the same advice for my
don't
first
oversell
thing.
It.
Like, I hate, for example, when I go to like Robot or Open Mic or something, you know, Mike will bring me up. This guy is touring the country. Is this and that? And you're like, fuck, dude, I'm going to go up and tell new jokes.
I'm trying.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to sit here and get, don't set me up like that. Just say, hey, this next comic, Dougie Almeida. You know what I mean? Because there's too much anticipation.
That's too much pressure. You're building up this pressure.
Oh, fuck. I was going to do some new jokes. Now, fuck it. I got to go open my A material. So, all right. So, this is the oddest. See, I didn't have to go to odd news. I went. But Gwyneth Paltrow.
Mm.
Okay. You already know where this is going?
He's read this story, obviously, because it had to do with Vag.
I know everything about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Man. Listen. She's selling a candle that smells like her vagina, like her box, like her, you know what I mean? Like,
wah, 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 wah.
You know what I mean? I all right. Now,
supposedly.
You don't got any puns for this
yet? How you going to prove it?
You see, he went with
I already have a fish candle.
Yeah. Who has a fish candle? I want my own candle. I want my candle to smell like my balls after a day of cardio.
Like sweaty nickels.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Sweaty nickels, bro?
I didn't know nickels sweat. I mean, because they're in your pocket?
A handful of quarters.
I'm really worried about you, dude. And, you know, you got to...
I'm off,
you,
man. I'm
do,
not.
Do you work? Do you work with
drank.
Like? Do you work with like metal and
dude,
welding and shit?
Yes, I work. With, I work with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you got like
metal,
fumes
plastic,
and shit.
Wood.
You burning like some sort of gas?
Dude, I haven't had a drink in a week. I'm fucking.
Oh, there.
I feel
it.
Weird.
Yeah. Content with the her recent launch of 5,000-pound Goop Cruise, Gwyneth Paltrow has added another unique product to her online store. It says here that here's what my pussy smells like. Light it up. What started as a joke between perfumer Douglas Little and Gwyneth Paltrow turned into a best-selling candle. If you're at a house, let's say you go to a house and you see, you know, says the. I wonder, is it titled that? Is it the? Is
yeah,
it,
does it have the name on it?
Does it say Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina? You know, or is it molded like a vagina? I'd buy it.
Is it the
like,
box
you know what I mean?
Candle?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it was shaped like.
But
you
then
know,
you light it on fire and melt. And then it won't look like it anymore.
You got a candle that looks like a vagina with a wick in it. It's like, is that a string?
But you don't need the visual at that point. You have the smell of her vagina all over your body.
Dude, if a vagina smells, it's not a good vagina. Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on the smell. I mean,
have
you
smelt
I mean?
A vagina and be like, I actually like this smell.
Listen,
I don't think that exists.
I have got up and walked out on a stripper one time because it was that bad.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Bad, you, oh, dude, back in the day.
This was at a strip club? Or?
No, this is a stripper I went out with. And a Puerto Rican girl. And beautiful, like tall, you know, like thoroughbred legs and everything.
That's
the first time, dude, this is back, I was at my mother's house. Okay, this is like when
Were
I was out of college
say
and stuff.
Hello to it.
Yeah, I did a flyby.
Oh,
you know what I mean? When you're messing around the belly button area, and then you come up and you look at her, and then you kind of swoop down like you're gonna
give it a little
a,
tease down
like
there.
You get like you're gonna try you to pick up the banner to fucking take over the you know
kiss
the advertise
the inner thigh.
Yeah. I didn't have to go that close. I started coming down. I started descending from 35,000 feet. And quickly broke down to 10,000 feet. And as I was entering, I was like, "Mayday, motherfucker! Mayday! That's
pull
shit,
up, pull
was
up."
Part of you, like, is that me,
dude? What? Dude, not that wasn't me. That wasn't me. That, I knew what the fuck that was, and yeah.
Here's the thing: she was gonna let you. She was gonna.
Oh, dude, she didn't care. That's right. That's why I felt disrespected. I'm like, you're gonna let me dive into this fucking nasty patch? So I did the abort, and as I came up, I went straight up again. And I didn't, like, sit there and, like, think about it. I kind of looked at her for a second, and I said, "Gots to go." "Gots to go." And she was sitting. Like, what the fuck happened? I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, in other words, I said, look, I just got to go. This is over. That is a deal breaker. You know what? If you had a Gwyneth Paltrow fucking candle we could be burned right now, I may end up finishing this.
How'd she make it smell like her pussy? Just...
I don't know if Gwyneth Paltrow.
Dude, you just did a diet technique on a girl's vagina. Like, you're like, I want to smell pizza while I eat this broccoli.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it hit me like a fucking brick. As I was coming down, as I was entering, making my move.
Horrible.
That thing hit me. I swear to God, even my eyes went a little dark.
So you didn't even decide to. Just smash and just...
No.
You're just like, whatever.
I didn't want to smell that again.
He didn't want that smell on his dick later.
I'm trying to keep it somewhat...
dignified.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
No. This guy thinks it's Ron Jeremy's fucking podcast.
You want me to step out for a second?
No, just... If you start banging it,
I've been in that position before.
All right. Well, listen, this was
maybe
back
she
in...
was working a double that day. How dare you
listen,
judge
dude,
that lady?
There's no excuse. According to the ingredients, by the way, Gwen, this vulva candle smells like geranium, citrusy, bergamot. What's bergamot? Bergamot?
That sounds right.
I don't know. A cedar absolute. I never heard that. Absolutes juxtaposed with damask rose and ambret seed. I'm reading it for the first time, you fucks.
Sound it out.
Where's my Ebonics tape? My fucking Rosetta Stone. As with all Gwyneth Paltrow products, we feel this uncharacteristic need to get one. We should order one and burn it next time.
For sure. Yeah. Let's do that.
I wonder how much they cost. What do you think that would cost?
Probably like $40.
$40?
Really?
I'm thinking. Yeah.
Does it say it here? Does anybody know? Boy, Carlos is the only one saying anything.
Yeah, Carlos is blowing it up. And Carlos got 51.
We got to have somebody read his poor shit while we're going through. No hit as then let never call then I
that's
smelled
why
it
you
again.
Shouldn't, that's shower. Why you shouldn't even try. You should just.
What are you reciting? What I'm trying to read?
I think he was just talking about the stripper telling you to hit it.
I pay a hooker $40. Well, I expect
that
to smell.
Top dollar ones, huh?
For $40, I'd expect that shit to smell like a Jiffy John. You know
take this candle and stick it in your vagina.
A $40 prostitute, it's like when you got to go take a shit in a Jiffy John. Horrible. You're like, you just got to do what you got to do, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if it has a price. I don't have it here, but I mean, it's priceless. It's a Gwyneth Paltrow vagina candle.
They probably got it on Amazon.
If you own one or you want to have feedback, post it at Wake Up Dougie on Twitter.
Let us know your thoughts.
Show us a photo of you smelling the candle.
Can you close your eyes and imagine yourself going down on Gwyneth Paltrow?
A nice close-up of you in the candle. Yeah.
What if there's like somebody saying this is a bait and switch and you have to prove it in court? Would she have to like present the smell of her vagina to prove that it smells like that?
What?
Like, in other words, you're saying, what if some disgruntled
candle was like, this wasn't like her vagina.
This doesn't smell anything like Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina.
It smells more like Rosie O'Donnell's.
That
would be a candle.
Rosie O'Donnell in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, whatever. Is this your pussy, Rosie, or fucking Gwyneth?
Judge, I demand that she presents the evidence immediately.
Yeah, and I can only be the judge. Get over here and sit on my face, Gwyneth. I'm satisfied. I'm done. I'll buy the candle. Or you can take back the $1,800 I'm already bought. I'm a freak, goddammit. By the way, if you, this is disappointing, but this may be a strategic move. Again, we don't know what we don't know. But the proponents in Florida to make weed legal and recreational have decided that they didn't want to have it listed on this year's voting ballot.
Really? Somebody came up to me at a bar and asked me to sign a petition to put it on.
I think he was just trying to suck your dick.
Well, he had paperwork. That's a good start.
Yeah.
To suck in your dick?
He had the long con going on. He was
paperwork.
If he's going to try that hard to suck my dick, I got to give the guy some credit.
It says here.
you just signed your name to a dick-sucking contract.
January 13th, 2020.
Not again.
That's the same person that keeps buying timeshares.
That's never going to hold up in court. You didn't get that notarized.
Listen, I broke up with a girl. You talk about walking away from shit and things that stink. I was on a date with a girl, and she says, "Oh, yeah, I bought it. My family bought a timeshare, and they got me to buy one." I said, "Just done. I cannot procreate with you, you fucking moron."
Hey, you ended it because she bought a timeshare.
Hell yeah. You're a fucking idiot.
We need to start holding people to a higher standard like that.
Dude, you got to have your standards.
That's hilarious, bro.
You got to have standards, bro.
Oh,
you
man.
Did what? Meanwhile, I'm banging a Puerto Rican stripper.
It's crazy.
I have my qualities. Anyway, recreational marijuana vote won't make the Florida ballot this year, and Brett sucked the guy's dick for no reason, it turns out, in a bar in Fort Lauderdale near Wilton Manors.
That's pretty sad, man. the marijuana thing.
Yeah. Make It Legal Florida, the group looking to place the item on this year's ballot. And I know people in this organization, and I know that they know better than we know. I won't be like a, what do they know? Listen, these people have been working at it. You know what I mean? These people have been. Yeah, they've been doing it.
They're probably putting feelers out. They're like, it's probably
yeah,
not going to matter.
You know what I mean? Exactly. They have a little preliminary data.
Mm-hmm.
Make It Legal, the group looking into the place. To place the item on this year's ballot as constitutional amendment, called off its charge. Retreat! Monday, and we'll focus on the issues for the 2022 vote. 2022?
That's smart. They put their research out there.
But 2 years?
Really? I think they just got super high and forgot to submit the paperwork at the deadline.
They weren't trying to force it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I
they got high and they were like, dude, we were supposed to submit that paper today, bro.
And you're at the meeting. They're like, hey, man, what do you want to do today? Did we get that vote this year? Fuck. Let's do it next year, man. You know what? Let's not pressure ourselves. That's not pussy. You know what I mean? I don't want to freak out or anything, dude. You know?
I mean, it's 2020. Yeah. Nobody's going to be voting 22, this year. 20, nobody's going to show up.
Let's do it on an even year. This year isn't good.
Maybe if they fucking linked it with like a timeshare,
yeah,
a lot more people.
Hey man, you know, if you vote, you get a timeshare in Wichita.
That's what you did. You felt that chick out. She was like, "Oh yeah, I got this timeshare." You're like, "I'm not gonna even give this a chance."
Yeah,
gonna gather my things and I'm out of here.
Yeah,
this isn't gonna work.
I don't think this is gonna like.
What,
you know what
is
I mean?
That like the craziest thing you ended a relationship?
No.
For?
Well, I told you one reason.
Yeah, stinky bad,
stinky ass.
What's another deal killer?
A deal killer?
Yeah.
Bad breath.
Oh,
well,
bro,
that goes with
worst.
Stinky pussy too. If it, anything that smells.
Yeah,
bad.
I got a sensitive nose, I guess. that was
bad
the worst
breath.
Too. The girl looked
was
like,
it like bad morning breath or just constantly?
It was just bad. Like no, because
all
this,
day
we would be out at night. Like I went on like a date or two, and I remember at a restaurant one night. And just
did oof, she like to kiss?
And I thought, oh, yeah, of course they do. You know what I mean? And that was, this is like, I didn't even kiss the girl. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
This was just getting like, I don't even call it like just knowing the girl, and it's like, you know, he's got the oh fuck, you know when she laughs? Oh my god, it was fucking
it's
knocked
like
me over.
Laughs.
It's
laughing
actually,
too
it's,
hard.
Dude,
it's
it smelled
a
so.
Lot
yeah,
of
it was.
H behind that
dude,
laugh.
Yeah, there was a lot of.
It's a lot of air.
A lot of pressure coming out. She was using her diaphragm. And dude, and it hit me, and I'm like, oh. Then you know what the problem was? It reminded me of that Puerto Rican girl's vagina.
The whole time.
And it just got me in a bad mood. But this girl looked like what's her name? Who's the girl who used to be the choreographer, the LA LA Laker cheerleaders, and Paula Abdul. She had like a Paula Abdul look to her. You know what I mean? Cute Spanish girl.
Nice.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm all breath, for it, dude. Yeah, that bad breath.
Just ruined it. You weren't even going to try to change her.
She looked like Paula Abdul, but she had breath like fucking Snoop Dogg.
Start dropping Tic Tacs in her drink.
Here you go. Dude, I when I worked at a bank back in Coral Springs years ago, Picketer Bank, and this guy would come in. He'd talk about, huh, this guy. Hey, Doug, how you doing? I'm Harry. You know, and the guy's like 80 years old, you know, whatever. He's sitting there like, huh, what's the market doing now? And you're like, oh, fuck, hey, dude. So one of my guys, one of the bankers, said, hey, when he comes in, he gave me a bowl of fucking like air breath mints and shit, you know, and it was like, he come, hey, Harry, why don't you have a fucking breath mint?
Did try these out. One? Tell me what you think.
Are you a polite person? I feel like you're not. Like,
no,
you
know, listen,
I feel like you just push the ball over there. You're just like, hey, man.
He'd be like, hey, I got you these. Help yourself.
No, like, some people, like, I feel like I would be like, I would pop one and be like, hey, man, you want one of these? Mm-hmm. You sure? Like,
man, these are good. Try these.
Yeah, it would definitely be good to take one yourself. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's what I did.
Take a couple for later, you know.
Yeah, no, I said, hey, yeah, Harry, by the way, I just got these are awesome, Rowan. And no, I don't eat that shit. I'm like, obviously.
Shit. What shit do you eat? Want?
Not this shit, but you're eating some shit. Oh, God.
Fucking eating sauerkraut.
Shout out Harry, man.
By the way, am I still talking about weed? According to an official with Make It Legal Florida, over 700,000 people had signed the ballot, including you. So it wasn't for all that. You know, you did. You're right.
I got a little something extra out of it.
Yeah, we know. Still on your dress. Nick Hansen, the chairman of the group, says the move to 2020 was due to the short amount of time to submit and verify the signatures of the ballot initiative.
Yep.
You guys were right.
They were high. They missed it.
Yeah, you're right, buddy. Here I am trying to give him fucking credit. Turns out, hey, man, did you verify the signatures yet? What? You got to verify that shit?
I thought you were going to do that, man.
I gave it to Bill. What'd he do?
Who's Bill?
Fuck. Hey, do we have a copy of those signatures? No. We needed to roll a joint.
Dude, I lost all the signatures after that guy sucked my dick.
All right, go calm down there. Fucking Liberace. Yeah, I mean, when it comes to like weed and stuff, it's got to be federally legal around the country or it's all a game. And now it's just all, it's the state by state, and Illinois has it and stuff, and, you know, this is going to be, it's good, then it's going to get to the point where somebody's like, look, it's going to get to the point, like, look, half the country is doing it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Do we really have to request? You know what I'm saying?
That's what they did with gay marriage. It was like, it was getting so much traction and popular, they just, Supreme Court, bam, legal, overnight.
Right.
They didn't do it state by state.
Really? Is that how that happened?
Yeah.
Well, this was going state by state, and then it got such a push from the rear, turns out.
Yep.
Trying to be funny. Podcast, go figure. Speaking of funny, the Subaru Forester Ultimate Customized Kit, special edition.
The lesbian model?
I'll say this. Subaru. I'll send it one more time, and you guys see if you can pick up on it. But the Subaru, which is the car make.
Mm-hmm.
Forester Ultimate Customized Kit Special Edition is a delightful nod to immaturity. It's a very cool little car, like a drifting, you know what I mean, like a souped-up car. But I don't know if you made an acronym of that car. But the Forester Ultimate Customized Kit.
I was putting the Subaru in there. I was like, SF?
Yeah. That's why you're working with metal and fucking gas.
Yeah. I'm not very smart, but I can lift heavy things.
The Subaru fuck special edition.
Nice.
Will not be driven on streets in this country, obviously. See, the Chinese thought, hey, we try to fuck with these guys. Hey, you could buy the Forester Ultimate Customized Kit. S special. Fox. It's a fox.
Those Australians, they're so funny.
Hey, what you drive? Oh, I drive a Volkswagen. Hey, what you drive? I drive a fox. Subaru likely brought several serious concepts to this year's Singapore Motor Show. But meet the Forester Ultimate Customized Kit Special, otherwise known as the Fucks. You know, again, we've seen a lot of mess ups between big companies, you know.
Yeah.
Right? Right? People putting out the who's the smartest monkey, yeah. Remember that shirt?
Smartest monkey in the jungle.
The black faced. I mean, there's fucking. I mean, come on. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Where are we?
You don't have to run this by anybody. It's not like an editor.
Yeah. There so, but I think that's funny. I would actually love to drive the Fox.
What does it look like? Does it look good?
It looks like a, like I don't know. It's a fucking station wagon looking a little hyped up.
Careful, you just got that K to work.
I know, right?
The all blue right. one in the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a little, like, you know, air drink.
Like exactly what you think about when you hear Super
Fast and the Furious Japan. Yeah, the Fox. Who gives a Fox?
Not the Australians.
No. Why do you keep talking about the Australians?
Super is Australian.
Is it?
Yes.
The Forester.
Like Forster's Australian for beer.
Oh, that fucking country's burning to hell.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what I mean? How, you know, billions of animals.
I've never had a koala steak.
Oh, it's just horrible. My Iran joke is nothing compared to that.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Think Americans can see Iranians dying in a fiery plane crash. But to see a koala bear with his fucking fur smoking. Oh.
Drinking water.
Yeah.
You got to get some well-done kangaroo cheap.
Not only drinking water, but then grabbing the hand of the human. See that video? There's one like,
save me.
He's feeding the fucking koala bear. The koala bear's like, yeah, fucking fire out there.
Remember how cute I was?
Hey, fucking world's crazy.
I'm not going to be so cute if I ain't got no hair.
What the fuck are you humans doing?
They're like little teddy bears, bro.
Yeah. Carlos says, for sure, I'm sure someone got a fuck this past Christmas. Jesus,
Carlos.
You know you're hard up if you're worried if you got laid since Christmas. God damn. You know, listen, I've been having a girlfriend ever since ninth grade.
You haven't had one since
ninth grade? No.
Oh, you've been like having
one. I've had a girlfriend, really, steady girlfriend, mm-hmm. pretty much since ninth grade going into 10th grade. And ever since then, I've never been single.
All right.
So
all this humility.
Yeah, humble brag.
I'm just
Dougie humble brag.
I'm just saying I've never been like, you know what I mean? It's like overlapping and shit. So I don't know. I don't know about not get, you know what I mean? I don't know what it's not like to, unless I've been away. Yeah, but I don't know what it's like to like not get laid. Sorry, I don't fucking feel for you, Carlos. Fucking buy a blow up doll. Here's something.
It's not the same.
It isn't the same. It's like sleeping on an air mattress. It looks like it's fucking comfortable.
Well, nowadays they're getting real realistic.
What, the air mattresses or the fucking...
the blow-up dogs.
Brett's over there fucking an air mattress. Hey, I just saved $8,000. You're not peeing, are you, dog?
Oh, God. Is she? He?
He? That's a penis, dude. My dog's got a penis. I thought I heard something, but it could be impossible. All right. There, cool. All right. So anyway, Carlos, here we go.
Come here, buddy. Come here. Come over here. Sitting there looking.
All right. You don't smell piss, do you? All right. Here's a story.
It smells like Gwyneth Paltrow's pussy in here.
That smells like a candle. That's what we need to put. Do a candle. My dog's piss candle on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Ex-Mrs. Florida headed to prison for stealing her mom's checks.
That is so Florida.
Right? I said this and people didn't believe it, but, you know, people do that. Their parents, they collect their parents' Social Security checks.
Mm-hmm.
Is the mom dead?
Listen, this doesn't... Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you the checks mean? Are still coming. I'd She's go. Just cashing them.
She's just in the fridge.
I don't know. Yeah.
Mom's in the fridge.
She's chilling. West Palm Beach, Florida. A federal judge in Florida ordered Mrs. Florida 2016 to spend a month in jail for stealing her mother's Social Security checks rather than using the money to pay the nursing home care.
Oh, so she was alive.
Yeah. Mm. She ain't going to need this. I'm famous now.
I hate how they do that. You know what I mean? For the headline. They're like, what's most significant about this person? Oh, she won this.
Yeah.
Won this award a long time ago. So if you you ever win a comedy contest out there and do some fucked up things.
Yeah. That'd be
former
funny.
Comedy well, contest
a,
winner.
There was a couple years ago, this kid who was supposedly a comic and he's like an open micer killed somebody.
I heard about that. And they used to call him a comedian.
Like yeah, they called him a comedian. Like, he's a fucking open micer.
That's the most significant thing about him.
Yeah. He had 5 minutes. That was his call to fucking fame.
That's what it was.
He said,
the only time he ever killed?
He said he had a rock in 5 minutes.
Did you ever perform with him?
No. There was a video. I did perform when I was in Vegas one time with this kid. I don't know if he's still around. But several years ago, there was a video that circulated everywhere. It went viral. At an open mic in Vegas, some kind of like slower guy, you know, guy with mental deficiencies, was on stage. He seemed to be we all have people like that. You know, who looks a little fucked up, a little, you know what I mean? And you're like, okay, this is good for him. And the guy goes on stage. And he's got some sort of tinfoil hat, and he's fucking around. And this guy gets heckled by another comic.
He's got like a baseball cap with a propeller on top.
Exactly. You feel like, you know. And he's got some lady in her 60s sitting like nearby. You're doing okay there, Johnny. And
coaching him.
And he's like in his 50s, 60s. The guy, I don't know what the fuck. And the guy's up there, and he starts getting heckled by somebody in the audience who turns out he's a fellow comic.
That's terrible.
And they start arguing, and the guy walks up. And the Gilligan guy, you know, the open mic or old dude, I call him Gilligan for the purposes. I think it's a good name for him. So Gilligan saying stuff, and he's saying the guy comes up, you know, the young guy goes up, he starts mouthing off, and the guy sees it, he goes to, you know, like a little the Gilligan gets a little aggressive, the guy karate kicks him with like a front kick to the balls, like to the stomach area. And the guy goes down. Everybody's like, what are you doing? You know, why would you kick the guy? He's like, you saw me, grab me first. You know. So that was a viral video a few years ago.
You could probably pull it up.
Yeah.
I'll pull it up.
That yeah, you can
like
find
great
it.
Entertainment.
Comedian kicks tard.
Yeah, comedian gets kicked at open mic
in
Vegas.
Gosh, bro. We were dancing around this term.
Oh. Yeah.
I got attacked at an open mic in Lake Worth once by a fellow comic.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny. He started throwing my merch at me. Because he was fucking like, you know, and he came like he was an unstable guy. And then he big, tall guy, too. And he came walking the stage. He's like, fuck you, this and that. And I took the mic stand. I had it one way and I just kind of lifted it, dropped it.
You're about to do some jujitsu on this.
I was going to fucking.
You're getting it ready?
I was going to tomahawk his fucking head if he decided to come on stage. You know, you have the mic stand.
Yeah.
So I had it like. I had it,
round you had the heavy end ready to hit him with it?
I had it like this, like I'm holding a fucking rifle, you know, in ready position. And then I kind of lifted it. I lifted it to the stand, came up. And as I lifted it, I flipped my hand around. And now I'm holding it like a fucking.
Like you're palming a bottle at
like,
a bar?
Like Thor's hammer. I was in the kabong, the bitch. Anyway,
what was he mad about? You told him that your shirt was going to smell like your balls and deliver?
I told him I ran out of Gwyneth Paltrow's fucking candles.
He's like, do you got the sweaty nickel candle?
I'll take the sweaty nickel candle, though.
He told me this shirt was going to smell like Dougie's balls.
Yeah. Hey, this says Puerto Rican stripper on it. All right, I'm glad that all came together. U.S. Magistrate Bruce Reinhart also sentenced Karen Turk. That's the lady, the former 2016 Miss Florida. Boy, what a title. On Thursday, 5 months of house arrest where she gets to spend it with her mom. She should make her stay in a nursing home. That should be the.
Don't do that. Yeah. Nobody should stay in nursing. Nobody should be in nursing home.
That's appropriate.
Yeah. That
Talk
is...
about the smell of piss.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst feeling. Like, it depends on the quality of the nursing home, of course. But
dude, that's like purgatory. Like when I go in there,
yeah,
like, this is the waiting.
It's
room.
My mom was at. There was like recliners all around the building, like inside the building and the TV rooms, and they're all just sitting there and people with the fucking weirdest looks in the face. And
there all the time. I have to go to pick up patients.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remove them from the recliner and there's just that imprint in there.
Oh, God.
And then you see like breakfast, lunch, dinner for like 4 weeks, just all in the sides.
like saving it for later. Turk, who lives in Highland Beach, must report to prison on March 2nd. She and her lawyers sought to convince the judge that she suffered enough and didn't deserve prison. How did she suffer? Spending her mom's money?
Yeah.
Turk, who was named a champion of the year by Teen Mentoring. What do they know? Jeez. And Best Buddies in 2019 has lost her position on various.
It doesn't pay.
They're not going to let her be on that. Our spokesman is Mrs. Florida 2016. Oh, you mean that chick who was stealing her mom's fucking nursing home money?
What's she going to teach you, how to forge a check?
Turk is a conservative media commentator, and her attorney told the judge her career is dead. Without the ability to hobnob in the community, travel to interview celebrities for YouTube broadcast, and to host fundraisers. Well, she should have thought about that shit.
Now she's going to have to slob knob.
I wonder how much that check was. Can't be much. It's Social Security, right?
$1,500, $2,000 mm-hmm. at the best for her mom. I mean, her mom's old, that, and I don't want to be stereotypical, but most women who are in their 80s, 90s now weren't known to be working women. Most of those, the husband, you know, that day and age.
Stay at home.
So they may not have, you know. Well, she had to raise a fucking future Miss Florida. My mom did a great job. All right. I do this story. I did the fuck story. I did them all.
Are we? That's it?
Listen, that's, don't be so fucking dismal, okay?
I'm sad. That yeah, was we're, very we're anticlimactic. Right at,
but that's it. That's our last story of the
like,
day.
God, did
you're
going to
let it peter out like that.
I'm actually...
yeah, we're done.
I'm actually going to hang... I'm supposed to head out to Caroline's tonight in Miami.
Oh, in Miami?
Do a spot.
Nice, man.
And...
I think I've been to that room maybe one time.
Yeah? I got to make the drive. I don't know what time. I hope I'm not running late since I had this good computer issues here starting the show. But here, let me say this. This Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be at the Jackie Knight's Comedy Club in St. Augustine, Florida. Friday, Saturday night. Go out there. It's $15. Call Jackie Knight's Comedy Club for some shows. January 22nd, it's filling up. Aaron Berg is your headliner at Tavolino's, along with, who's my feature there?
Jen.
Is it Jen? Is she? Yeah.
Jen Hellman.
I'm sorry. January 22nd, we are going to be at Porcelainer. Our last show for now at Porcelainer at the Twisted Tune on Tuesday. That's the 22nd?
Sounds right.
Next week, Tuesday, everybody. And then the 23rd, Tavolino's.
Nice.
He'll be there at Coral Springs. So you guys got anything going?
Yeah, I'm very excited. This is going to be my first weekend hosting at Palm Beach Improv. Oh, thanks, guys. Means a lot. It's big news for me.
First timer, nice. Man.
I'm going to be there with Brad Sherwood from Whose Line Is It Anyway? I'm very excited about it. It should be a good time.
Cool, man. Yeah. Brett, we got a show coming up next week.
We do. We got a brand new fucking room at Tats and Tacos in Oakland Park. What? And that's going to be the 23rd. It's a Thursday.
All right, so the 22nd is Wednesday and the 21st.
Yeah, that's how numbers work.
Yeah.
We got Chris Priester and Dougie Almeida doing an Ebony and Olive, and we're going to have a featured guest is Lena. I'll be hosting, and nice. then there's going to be a comedy open mic afterwards.
Well, there you go, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Go to our Podbean site, wakeupdougieshow.podbean.com. Donate a patron page. Go in there and just say, I want to be a patron. Donate $1 a month, $2 a month. It goes to gas money. Help us out. If you watch the show and enjoy it, Carlos. you know, I mean, I don't know if he has money or not.
Yeah, he doesn't have any money.
No, okay. you ready? Hit him up?
No.
Try to get some money out of fucking Carlos? He's ready to ask him for some cash?
I think he just lost his wallet. He definitely doesn't have any money right now. But he did buy me a drink last night.
Well, there you go. He's got some fucking cash to buy you a drink. Buy him a drink on the show every time you see him. Give him a dollar or two. So he's usually here a couple times a month. What the fuck? Follow us on Instagram at Wake Up Dougie Show. Or Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Follow us on Twitter. Follow me at Dougie Dangerous, Instagram, Twitter. And go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Thanks for checking us out, guys. God bless. And we'll see you at a show sometime soon. Thanks.
Peace.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the Earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun.